We begin the current daven, Saftas Kedushin, Daf Yud. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to discuss the third of the 3 kinyonim that we mentioned in the beginning of this Masechta. We said that there's 3 ways that a woman could be acquired in Kedushin. Is with Kesef, Shtar, and currently we're discussing the kinyon of Bia. With cohabitation, a man can become engaged, which is the first of the 2 stages of marriage, which is called Kedushin, or Erisin, through the act of Bia. So the Gemara continues clarifying the details of this halacha. Ibailu, they have the following question. Tchilas biya kaina? Is it the beginning of the act of cohabitation that it creates the moment of acquisition of erisin? Aisaif biya kaina? Or is it the end of the act of cohabitation that completes the acquisition of erisin? In other words, it's something that takes time. There's chronology to that. And therefore the question is it the beginning of the act? Or is it the end of the act that creates the act of Kedushin? So the Gemara says, Nafkimina, what's the difference? Either way, someone does it, he does the entire act. So on that, the Gemara says, Kegun Sheherabam, the difference would be, for example, if he began the act of cohabitation, which the initial contact, but then Upashta Yada, she stretched out her hand, Vekibla Kedushin Mi'achar, and she received her Kedushin from someone else, let's say some other person gave her a ring while she was beginning the act of cohabitation. But before it was that they finished the act of cohabitation, if in the interim she receives kedushin from someone else, what would be the halacha? If you say it's the end of the kedushin, at the end of the act of bia, then she wasn't yet engaged to the first one, then she'll be engaged to the second one. If it's the beginning of the act, she'll be engaged to the first one, not the second one. Or inami, another case would be, is l'kayin gadol the kokani besula bebia, would be regarding a kayin gadol that would be engaging a virgin with the act of bia. In other words, what the question is it permitted for a Kohen Gadol to engage a Besula with the act of Bia? In other words, because if you say that it's the beginning of the act of Bia that creates the acquisition of the Kedushin, then it would be permitted. But if it's the end of the act of Bia that creates the kingdom of Kedushin, it would turn out that from the moment that there was Hara, which is the contact of the genitals, that would already make her into a Be'ula, because she's already not a Besula. But that wasn't yet a Kedushin, because Kedushin only happens at the end of the act of Bia. So hence, this woman would actually become forbidden to him, because the Pasuk says in Mikra Chafalav, Besula Me'am of Yikach. A Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry, get engaged to a Besula. But by the time he's doing Kedushin, which is the end of the act of Bia, she's already a Be'ula, because already in the beginning, she's already not a Besula. And therefore, it would be forbidden to a Kohen Gadol to be Mekadesh Anisha through the act of Bia, just by the virtue of because she's not going to be a Besula anymore. So my, what's the halacha? Is it the beginning of Bia or is it the end of Bia? So Amar Meima, Meshmei Derava, he says, Kol HaBoyel, whoever does an act of Bia, Daitei Al Gemar Bia, his intention is regarding the conclusion of the act of the cohabitation. That's the intention of what a person is doing there for. And therefore, the act of the Kedushin only happens at Saif Bia. And hence, actually, it would be forbidden for a Kohen Gadol to engage a girl or a woman through the act of Bia, because she's going to be a Be'ula by the time Kedushin happens. And so, too, if a woman started the act of Bia, but didn't finish it yet, and in the interim receives Kedushin from someone else, she actually would be engaged to the second person and not to the first one, because it's Saif Bia that's Gomer and not the Tchilas Bia. Ibailu, the following question, again, on the same topic. Bia, regarding this act of cohabitation, Nisuin Oisa, does it make the second stage of marriage, which is called Nisuin, or Erisin Oisa, or does it only make the first stage, that called of halachic engagement? In other words, when someone is Mekadosh, there's 3 ways to engage a woman. There's engagement, and then there's marriage. So if someone does engagement, he does Kedushin with Bia, the question is, does it also additionally accomplish Nisuin? Or would it only be like other Erisin, like doing it with the Kesef or the Shtar, that it only creates Kedushin and not Nisun? Because although if, let's say, you do Kedushin some other way, and then you do that an act of Bia, that could finalize and create Nisun. Question is, but if you're doing Kedushin itself through Bia, does it only do Erisin, or is it also going to be doing both together? Is it going to be doing Erisin and Nisun together with this one act of Bia? So the Gemara says in Nafkamina that the difference is the halachic ramifications would be Liyarsha, if through this act of Bia now does he inherit her, Ulatamala, the ability to be Metamatim, let's say if he's a Kain, Ulhafa Nidaran, to nullify her vows, because Iyam Nisuinaisa, if you say that this Kedushin that he did with her, instead of giving her the ring, giving her with money, he did it through an act of Bia, it also makes her that she's married to him, Well, then Yerusha, he could inherit her now. Umitamalo, he could be mitamate her. Umayfin the dira. Now he himself could nullify her vows. But v'iyamrid eris anoisa. But if you say that this act of B is only doing engagement, well, the enu Yerusha doesn't inherit her yer. Vein mitamalo, he cannot be mitamate her if, let's say, he's a kain. And the enu mayfin the dira. And he himself doesn't nullify her vows by himself, because as the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Tesman Beis tells us that if a woman is engaged to a man, he does not have the halachas of an oinen. If he's a kain, he cannot be metamatar. If she dies, he doesn't inherit her. And moreover, he could only be made for her nedarim together with her father. He himself is not the sole arbiter about nullifying her vows. So my, what's halacha? Does this bia make only erisin, or does it also make nisuin with it? So I'm Abaya. Toshima Abaya says, we could come in here, we can prove it from a Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas. The Mishnah says, Ha'av zakai bebitoi bekudushahu. A father merits his daughter's kedushin when she's a minor in his domain. He merits the kedushin. He gets that. Which is in one of three ways, like our Masechta opened up, bekesev with money, bishtar with a document, ubabia and with cohabitation, meaning he has those rights because his daughter is under his domain. Moreover, is v'zakai b'mitziyasa, he merits if she finds something, he gets it, uv'maisiyadeh, her earnings go to the father, u'bafarsna derah, if she makes a vow, he can nullify her vows, u'mekabel esgita, and if, let's say, if her chasen divorces her when she's just engaged, because if she got married, the father, she wouldn't be under her father's domain anymore. So if when she was a naira, not yet a beger, she wasn't yet an adult, she was divorced from her chasen, then again, the father is still the one that's in control of her, and he would receive her get, and she'd be divorced by his receipt. And however, if, let's say, his daughter inherited something that he doesn't have the rights over because it was from her mother's father, so it's from his wife's side, that his daughter inherited, so she has certain properties, and those properties have, let's say, it's land and there's produce growing on it, that the father has no rights to it. He does not consume the produce of those properties of his daughter. Whereas Nisus, when she gets married, Yeser Lav Habal, the husband has more rights in this woman than the father had when she was his daughter, where She'echel Peris Bechayeha, when she's alive, the husband does eat the Peris of her properties. That's something that the husband has more than what the father has. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ksubas. Says Abaya, Ketani Bia. If you look at the order of the Mishnah over there, it first mentions the Kedushin of Bia, where it spoke about regarding when her chasen engages her with one of these three ways, one of them being bia, said that the father gets those rights. He has the rights of defining this kedushin for her. Uketani nisis, and then it taught what happens then when there's marriage. So obviously bia does not create nisuin, because it sounds like that it was orders. It was saying that the father has rights in his daughter regarding when she's just engaged, where he can engage her in one of these three ways, including Bia. And moreover, if, let's say, that it didn't move on yet to Nisuin, which Bia is only Kedushin, like all these other types of Kedushin, the father could even receive the get. Then it said, but if she gets married, oh, then already she's removed from her father's domain, now she's in the husband's domain, and the husband has more rights in this woman than the father did when she was single. So you see that Bia is not Nisuin, because if it was, then you wouldn't say, oh, then what happens afterwards when she gets married? She's already married through Bia. So that the Gemara explains, no raya. Ki ketani nisis, when did the Mishnah, yes, move on to the next phase and say how the halacha changes when she gets married? That was asha'ora. That was regarding the other two ways that a woman gets engaged, which is regarding kesev and shtar, where they do not create nisuin. But I could tell you that regarding bia, that truthfully is, that does create nisuin, and therefore this that it then moved on to the next phase was only regard to the other two Kedushin, where that changes when then she gets married. So it's no raya, could be bia is, does make nisuin. So Amar Rabba, he says, Tashima, come in, I'll bring a raya from a different Mishnah. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Ba'ashala shonim b'yem echad miskadeshes b'bia. A girl that's 3 years old, and one day, meaning to say she's in her fourth year, she's over 3 years old, she can get engaged with an act of bia, meaning with the consent of the father, because the father is the one that marries off his minor daughter. She can't get married on her own, meaning if the father is agreeable to it, that this man should engage her, if she's at least over 3 years old, then she could become engaged through the act of bia, which is one of the three ways of kedushin. But meaning if she's less than 3 years old, then she wouldn't be able to be engaged through an act of bia, because it wouldn't be classified and qualified as an act of bia, because by such a young girl, it wouldn't create what the act does for Bia, for a Besula, that doesn't happen by a girl under three, where just the Besulim come right back. So it's not even qualified as an act of Bia. So she could be Mekudeshes with Bia if she's over 3 years old. Moreover, if she's over 3 years old, Vimbala Yavam Kana, if her Yavam, meaning if let's say she was married to a man and she's only four, but she's over three, and then her husband dies without any children, then the Yavam could acquire her through an act of Bia, and therefore, let's say after he does that, if he wants to divorce her, all he needs is a get. They don't have to go through a Tchalitza. And V'chayavna Leah Mishum Eishes Ish, if let's say the father received Kedushin from some man to marry off his daughter, if she's at least over 3 years old, if another man would have relations with her, he would be liable for the penalty because of having relations with a married woman. And Umitama Ez Bayala, if this girl, again, at least if she's over the age 3, if she becomes a nida, a menstruating woman, where she's tummy for 7 days, if the man who cohabits with her as a nida also actually gets the same tumma of nida for 7 days, as the pasuk says in Mirkat Hezvav, fatihi nidasa alaf, a man that's boil a nida will have the same halachic status as a nida, and he himself will be tummy for 7 days. Now, however, it's not exactly like the nida herself, but again, if she's at least over 3 years old, he will get, the one who has bia with her will have the tumma of a nida, at least as the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis, letami mishkev tachtoin, which is that she makes that the one who has bia with her will transmit tumma to what's called mishkev umayshav, to what he lays on or what he sits on, even if it's 10 beds one under the other, he's not even touching that 10th mat beneath him, but however, that will also be transmitted tumma to, because at least he's sitting on them, so they all get tumma. But again, it's not that as it is by the nida herself, it will not create a halacha that the objects beneath them will become an avatuma, because if they become an avatuma, they can transmit tuma then to another person or to utensils, because actually by the nida herself, her mishkav amayishav, what she sits on or lays on, actually they do become an avatuma. The boil nida, although he transmits tuma to what's beneath him, he only transmits it to a level of a rishon l'tumah. They become a rishon, which is that they could then transmit tumah only for food items or for liquids, where they could become a sheni, which is like the Gemara says, ke'el yoin, meaning like what's on top of the zav, which is like when a zav carries something, which is on top of him, not beneath him, where again, that halacha is, whatever they carry becomes a rishon, in contrast to what they sit down on actually becomes an avatumah, which is the level above a rishon. So that's what they're saying, that if at least she's over 3 years old, then whoever has bia with her when she's a nida will be like the regular halacha of a bayil nida, which is that he also becomes tummy for 7 days, and that what he sits on becomes tummy like a nida, like a zab, but again, not exactly, where although it's going to become tummy, everything beneath him, but it's only going to have like what is on top of a zav, which is only makes the things a rishain to make food items and liquids a sheni, but not to make it like the zav, like the nida herself, which whatever is beneath her actually becomes an avatama. That could even be metame adam v'kela. Now, however, what the understanding is, but if she's less than 3 years old, the man who has be with her is not going to have that halacha. Rather, he's going to be tame, not for 7 days, but only up until that evening, because it's not considered, quote, an act of cohabitation. It has to be over 3 years old to be considered an act of bia. Beneath that, although he's doing what looks, what perceives to be an act of bia, would be just like touching her, because you're not doing an act of bia, and if you touch a nida, so you get tumma, but it's only what's called tumas erev up until the evening, but not for 7 days. Another halacha that applies, again, if the girl is at least over 3 years old, is v'imnisas l'kayin, if she gets married to a kayin, which the assumption here, and that's going to be the proof from this Mishnah, is that it's talking about that if she goes to the chuppah and has nisuin, which is one of the ways of doing nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage, to a kohen, then she could eat truma like the wife of a kohen. Meaning, but that's only if she's over the age of three, and that's why it's teaching that halach over here. Because if she's under the age of three, then even if she has chuppah with the kohen, it's not going to allow her to eat truma, since, as we learned in the previous daf, it has to be that's mesira l'chup, mesira l'biyah. I mean, the marriage has to be something that is leading towards the ability of having cohabitation. And since she's not 3 years old yet, there's no, quote, bia, and therefore then chuppah will not be creating that kinyan nisuin to then consider her married to the kohen to allow her to eat truma. another halacha that pertains to this woman is if any one of the forbidden relationships, let's say her father or brother or something that's an erva in the Torah, has be with her, if she's at least over the age of 3, so then they'll get the death penalty because she's considered an erva and they're doing an act of bia. But for hibatura, she'll be exempt only because she's not at the age of becoming liable for punishment because she's not yet the age of 12. She's not considered yet an adult, but the act of bia is considered an act of bia, and therefore someone who has bia with her will be getting the death penalty if it's one of the close relationships that's considered an erva. And finally, vimbola echad min apsulim, if she's at least over the age of 3, and then one of the people that are invalid to her, which is, let's say, someone that's a nasin or a mamzer or a non-Jew or someone that's inappropriate to get married to her, has be with her, so then paslim in a kahuna. They create or give her a status of like a zayna, even if it wasn't something that she wanted, but that act of be itself defiles her and makes her forbidden to marry a kohen. Again, those are different halachas that apply because we're saying over age 3, essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that we consider these acts as acts of bia, but under the age of 3, it will not be. Now, but one thing is that what the Gemara wants to bring the proof from is that ketani bia. First, we mention the halacha of that there's regarding kedushin, that the act of bia will create a kedushin with this girl that's over 3 years old. Only later does it then mention another halacha is v'ketani nisus. Then it says, and if she gets married to a kohen, then she'll be able to eat truma. What it sounds like is that bia is not making nisuin. Because if it was, what would you say v'im nisus l'kohen? What do you mean v'im nisus l'kohen? One of the things we just mentioned was that the act of kedushin could be with her through bia. So then right then you should have said, oh, and that's going to be machal l'truma if he's a kohen. But when you then say later on v'im nisus, sounds like, oh, that's something else. Because bia only makes erisin. And then you're saying something else. Now, if over the age of 3 she has nisuin to a kohen, oh, then that she could eat truma again because it's something that she'll be able to have an act of bia with him. So seemingly, the Gemara wants to bring proof that bia only makes erisin, not nisuin. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Actually, hachi kama, this is what the Mishnah is saying. It's actually explaining. I hani nisuin, if this nisuin, in other words, this that you mentioned, that kedushin can happen with bia when she's in the beginning of the Mishnah, when she's over the age of 3, which, yes, that is actually nisuin. So, and that's what the Mishnah is qualifying. The imnisis, if this marriage, yes, because bia makes nisuin, is the kayin inu, if that act of bia, which again is nisuin, was with a kayin, that's what the Mishnah is saying, eichelis b'truma, then she eats truma. In other words, so there's no rai. You could say that's not two different cases. It's actually qualifying. The bia that you said works when she's over age 3, which will make nisuin. If that's to a kohen, then that nisuin will allow her to eat truma. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's come in here, we'll try to bring a different raya. This is from a braisa in the Sifri that is quoted as follows. It says, "Ukvar shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri l'Netziven," that it was already sent, this correspondence, from Yochanan ben Bagbag to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, who is Netziven, and he sent him the following message. It says, "Shemati Allah alecha shata oimer," I've heard regarding you that you say that an Arusa Bas Yisrael, a daughter not of a Kayin, her father's not a Kayin, that was engaged to a Kayin, Eicheles B'Truma, that she's allowed to eat Truma. That's what he sent in the message. So Shalach Lois, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, sent back, Fa'ata Iyata Oimerkin, and you don't say that? Muchzekani Bach Shata Baki B'Chadri Torah. I had assumed that you're very proficient in all the secrets of the Torah. Now, Lidrish B'Kavuchayim Iyata Yudea, now you know all the secrets of the Torah, but you don't know how to expound a simple Kavuchayim? What do you mean? Umashiv chakananis, if regarding a non-Jewish maidservant, she'ein biyasa machilasa b'chumam, that if, let's say, her master is a kohen who did not acquire her with money, didn't buy her with money. Without that, she's not going to be eating truma because you need to have, as the pasuk says, kinyan kaspoy. The slave of a person, as of a kohen, only eats truma if it's the acquisition of his money. Now, moreover, is that kedushin is not going to work that it should be considered that she's engaged to him through the act of bia, because a non-Jewish maidservant is considered like, in halacha, like a chamor. In other words, because it says that it's a am hadoim lachamor, it's a nation that are compared like donkeys, they don't have the halacha qualifications of engagement. So the act of bia, with a shivcha kananis, cannot acquire her to be his kinyan kasboy to feed her truma. And yet, kasba machalasa b'truma, but the money, When he buys her for money, that will then yet allow her to eat truma. As the pasuk says in Mikra Beit, kin yikasba hu yechabai. The acquisition of his money will also be allowed to eat truma because they're under the umbrella of the kohen. So says Rabbi Yudim Meseira, so regarding a woman that's engaged, shebiyasa machilasa b'truma, where her bia feeds her truma. Now, the assumption of the Gemara originally is, and that's what the Gemara is bringing here to bring a raya from this brisa, is that the bia creates nisuin, as the Gemara will explain. So seemingly that'll be the raya, that we see that bia doesn't just make eris, it makes nisuin too. Now, if bia makes nisuin, and that's the assumption the Gemara is going with, so if bia's nisuin, a nisua, a woman that's married to a kain, is obvious, which is part of Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira's taina, that she's going to eat truma, because we learn out in the Sifri, it says in the pasuk, whoever's pure in your house eats it, is a reference to a wife, someone that he's married to. So a wife, where the act of bia, again, which we're saying, assuming that it makes nisuin, has her eat truma, because we assume, and that's what's taught elsewhere in Sifri, that a married wife eats truma. So, ain't a din shekaspa machalasa b'truma. So, isn't it a kavochaymer that the money that's used to acquire a woman for sure allow her to eat truma, which seemingly would be explaining the arusa when she's engaged through, let's say, he gave her a ring through money. If you say by shifcha kananis, where bia doesn't work but money works, so here where bia does work, for sure that money should work. So, therefore, of course, an arusa should eat truma. Avol ma'asa, but says Rebbe Meseira, but what should I do? Shari Amr Chacham, where although yes, biblically, I definitely hold, which you disagree, that the Arusa should eat Truma, but what should I do because Shari Amr Chacham, because the sages said, Ein Arusa Bas Yisrael Lecheles B'Truma, that an engaged woman does not consume Truma of her chasen that's a kain, at Shetekanis L'chub, until she enters into Chub, until she has Nisuin, but definitely, biblically, I hold, of course, an Arusa, based on the following Kavachimer, should eat Truma when she's engaged. Now says the Gemara, Hechidami, what is this brisa? How do we understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira's argument that he's learning the halacha that of kesef, that the woman that's engaged through money should go ahead and be allowed to eat truma based on a kavochaymer from bia, where when a man cohabits with a woman, that allows her to eat truma, for sure should work for kesef. So the Gemara explains, I bebia sha'al yidei chupa, if it's referring to an act of bia, which is coming after that there was already chupa, and that he wants to learn from there that v'kesev sha'al yidei chupa, that regarding when he engages her with money, where after that kesev, then they go ahead and they have chupa. So you're trying to say, well, if bia, which comes after chupa, has her eat truma, for sure kesev, which then has chupa, come after it. So you have both of them having chupa, that for sure kesev should be allowing her to eat truma. Then that the question is, what do you mean? B'tarvayu meichel achla. Of course, by both of them, she should be able to eat truma. In other words, then what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira mean when he then adds on the clause and he says, "Avol ma'asa, well, what could I do? The sages don't allow her to eat truma. Why wouldn't they allow her to eat truma?" Of course. Bia and chuppa, kesev and chuppa. Of course, she's totally married. So why would we think that a married woman, where of course, as the Sefri brings from elsewhere, from Kol Torah b'Beischol Yechel Eisai, of course she should eat truma. Why does he then say, but the sages don't allow her? So the Ella rather must be what the case that he was describing was, that bibia sha'al yidei chuppa, based on the halacha, and that's where the kavachem is coming from cohabitation that comes after chuppa, and from that Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira wanted to learn the kesev sh'lo yaldei chuppa, that regarding the halacha, it should allow, based on the kavachemer, when he's engaging her with money, even if there's no chuppa yet, even if they didn't get married. Now that the difficulty is, but how could he learn out kesef without chuppah from bia that came after chuppah? Because hacha tarti, here by the halacha of bia, there was bia with chuppah. V'hacha chada. But by here, what you're trying to learn too, there's only money. In other words, there's no kavachimah over there. Because yes, although you prove from the kavachimah from Shifcha Kananis that if kesef is stronger than bia, because by Shifcha Kananis, bia doesn't work, but kesef does work. So here by the woman where bia works, for sure kesef should work. That would be true if it had all the variables that bia has. But here all we see is that bia doesn't work necessarily by a woman. It's only bia with chuppah. But kesef, you want to learn that it should work without chuppah. Who said kesef is going to work without chuppah the way bia? If bia was working without chuppah, fine. If bia works, for sure kesef should work. But it's only bia after chuppah. who said that we could say the same thing for kesef without chuppah? So elalav, rather we have to prove. What Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Bezer was saying is that if bia works to feed a woman with truma, even if it's without chuppah, so the kesef shaloy al de chuppah. So for sure it should work with the king of kesef that also is without chuppah. Because again, that was a kavachem from Shevcha Kananis, where bia doesn't work, yet kesef works. Here where bia does work without chuppah, so kesef should also work without chuppah. Now, so the Gemara proves its point now. If you would entertain and you'd say that bia creates not only erisin, but rather also nesuin, so mishum hachi pshitele. So therefore, it was obvious to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, where he was utilizing this in his argument of the Kal Vachomer, dalimala bia mekesef. It's obvious to him that bia was stronger than the acquisition of money to have a woman be able to eat truma. And that's why he said, we're over here, we're for sure, bia is going to have her eat truma. Why was that so obvious? Because bia makes nisuin, and we know a married woman eats truma. So that's what I wanted to say. So, oh, Kal Vachomer to kesef. But kesef we would not have known, because kesef does not create nisuin, but based on the Kal Vachomer, if bia is working, kesef should work. But Eli'i Amrit Kiddushin Aisa, but if you say that bia only creates kiddushin, not nisuin, maishna hacha, then why is it different by bia, dipshitale? We were so obvious to Rebbe Meseir, we were, oh, what do you mean? Ben Bagbag, what are you saying? If bia worked, taver itruma, for sure Kal Vachomer to kesef, what do you mean? Why is it so obvious to him that bia for sure works and that he's utilizing that as a Kal Vachomer to kesef? Whereas a maishna hacha, then why is it any different by kesef to mesafkeli that he was in doubt where he needed to come onto the Kal Vachomer from bia to say that she's going to eat truma? But what's the difference between bia and kesef? They're both just acts of kedushin. Why would it be more obvious that bia, and it's so obvious to him that bia is going to work and kesef is actually learning from there, but why? Why is bia any different from kesef? Must be, says the Gemara, and this is the proof that bia makes nisuin, and of course bia is going to work. So bia without chuppah works, because you don't need chuppah, it makes nisuin itself. So kesef for sure should work too, based on the Kal Vachomer from Shevcha Kananis, where bia doesn't work and kesef does. Here where bia does work, kesef should for sure work. So now the Gemara says, no raya. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, lo'olam eimelach, truthfully I would tell you, bia sha'al yedei chuppah. No, bia does not work to create nisuin. And therefore, of course, it wouldn't be obvious that a woman would eat truma if all she had was a kedushin of bia. Rather, the Kal Vachomer that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra is learning from is a bia that came after chuppah, where you have already nisuin. V'kesef shaloy al dechuppah. And yes, it's true, he's trying to learn out from that bia with chuppah to kesef without chuppah. Because if it was kesef with chuppah, it would also be obvious that she would eat truma. And why would then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra say, but what can I do? The sages don't allow her to eat truma. Why not? Now, with the comment, but then this that you had said and asked, well, hocha tarti v'hocha chada, how can you learn out kesef without chuppah from bia with chuppah, where there's two variables, that maybe there she could eat truma, where here there's only one? And that says the Gemara, Kal Vachomer mi'is. It's not true. Even though there's two and here is one, there would still be a Kal Vachomer to say that kesef without chuppah should be allowing the woman to eat truma. Because v'hachi shalachle, because this was the argument Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra was sending back to Ben Bagbag, which was, umash shivcha kananis. If regarding the Shevcha Kananis, when a Kayan acquires a non-Jewish maidservant, where if he has an act of cohabitation with her, it's not going to allow her to eat truma, because he hasn't purchased her with money. And bia, what is that? It's like with a chamar. It's not creating an act of kedushin of marriage to have her being kinyan kasbli. And that is, and this is the point that's being added on over here, afila al yedei chuppo. Even if the act of bia he had with the Shevcha Kananis was after an act of chuppah where they had a whole wedding canopy and the whole marriage, doesn't make a difference because a Jewish man can't have a halachic marriage with a non-Jewish woman. So the act of bia is never going to work even after chuppah, and yet kasba machilasa beloy chuppah, and still when he acquires her with money, it will work so much to make her kinyan kasba that he could have her eat truma even if that's without chuppah. So that's what the Kal Vachomer is. So zu, regarding a wife, should be also machilasa b'truma al yedei chuppah, where bia, after chuppah, does have her eat truma. Ein din, so isn't it a Kal Vachomer shekasba machilasa b'truma b'loy chuppah, that acquiring her with money, without chuppah, should have her eat truma? Because if by Shevcha Kananis, where bia after chuppah doesn't work, yet kesef without chuppah does work, So here would be after chuppah does work, for sure kesef without chuppah should work, because if shivcha kananis, even there it works, kesef without chuppah. So that was his argument. So therefore, again, so we have no proof. It doesn't say anything about bia acquiring without chuppah. It's only bia with chuppah, and yet still there's the kavul chomer over there. And therefore, all we could say is that it bia is creating kedushin, not nisuin. Avol ma'asa, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Concluded. But what can I do? Shari amr chacham, because the sage has said, ein arusa bas yisrael, a daughter of a non-kayin who's engaged to a kayin, cannot be oicheles b'truma asher dekanes l'chuppah, cannot consume truma of arachasin until she enters into chuppah. And the reason for that is mishum de ula, because the halacha of ula, where we said on in daf heyom and aleph, which is a concern, because when she's engaged, she's still in our father's household. And although, yes, biblically, she's kinyan kasbah, she's already acquired and engaged, and that's a, he's learning out from a kabbal chema, from shivcha kananis, where money acquires her to him, so too by his kala, she's acquired by him, but since she's by her father's household, if he's going to give her truma to drink, because she could already, she might have her brothers and her sisters and her father all come to drink from her delicious wine that her chassan gave her, which would be a huge, it's a deraisa of consuming truma for a zar. That's why the Rabbana said that he cannot have her eat truma, but that's what he was telling Ben Magbag. But of course, biblically, she could eat truma because she is acquired through the money from a kavul chomer, from a shivcha kananis. Now the Gemara asked Uben Bagbag, so why didn't he learn the kavul chomer? Seemingly, as the Gemara explained, it is a valid kavul chomer. So that the Gemara explains, Gabi shivcha kananis lo yishayir b'kinyanis. Not a kavul chomer from shivcha kananis. Why? Yes, you write by shivcha kananis, which has less strength than, let's say, by the wife, as we find in the differential regarding bia, that comes after chuppah, but still there is a strength why it works for the kinyan of kest of a shivcha kananis without chuppah, that she could already start eating truma. Because when he gives a shivcha kananis money, he has totally concluded the acquisition of the shivcha kananis. He hasn't left over anything in the kinyan, because once he gives money, it's done. So now she's a full-fledged kinyan kasbah, that's why she could eat truma. But hacha shai b'kinyana, but here says Ben Bagbag, when a man gets engaged to a woman with giving her money, he has left over some of the acquisition of her becoming his wife, because he hasn't yet gone on to the next stage of chuppah. So therefore he's still lacking that he doesn't inherit her yet, he cannot be matam himself to her, and therefore he held it's not a valid kavul chomer, because there it's a full-fledged kinyan for everything that he could acquire in her, that's why she's already kinyan kasbah, the acquisition of his money, and could eat truma, in contrast to a kala, where he held that biblically she cannot eat truma until she gets married. So that was one approach to disprove the raya from this brisa to say that bia makes nisuin. We said no, it could be bia only makes erisin. Ravina Amar, he gives a different resolution from this brisa that we cannot prove that bia makes nisuin. And he explains, because he says even if bia makes only erisin, the truth is, he says, Ravina midiraisa, according to biblical law, nifshad pshita le da'achla. It was obvious to everybody that, of course, biblically, an arusa, a woman that's engaged, could go ahead and consume truma, whether if it was done through bia or whether it was done through money. Biblically, she's going to eat because she is kinyan kasbah. Just being engaged is already an acquisition that the chasen has in the kalam. And of course, everyone agrees she could eat truma. Now, umdirabbanan hu deshalachle. But it was regarding rabbinic law that their correspondence was regarding. In other words, this that he sent to him regarding making her forbidden in truma was regarding rabbinic law. What Ben Bagbag had sent to Rabbi Yehuda Memesei was v'hachi shalachli. He sent him as follows. He says, "Shemati alecha, I heard regarding you sha'ato eme that you say arusa bas yisrael lecheles betruma, that a woman that's engaged consumes truma." Meaning, and Ben Bagbag agreed biblically, of course, she eats truma. But he was going even regarding rabbinic law. In other words, v'leichayisht l'simpfein, that you're not concerned regarding the rabbinic concern of maybe that the chassan is going to find some type of a blemish in his kala, in his wife, which would thus retroactively make that into a non-kedushin, because it's called kedushi tois. It's an error in the acquisition of this woman as a wife because there's a certain blemish, which is called a mekach tois. I didn't know that she had this, and therefore retroactively it's like there was no kedushin. And if that is the case, what would happen is that if she would be consuming truma all this time during the engagement, and when they finally consummate the relationship, he's like, I didn't know you had this problem. That retroactively makes you never engage. If that's the case, all that time she was a czar, she was a non-kaihanis, because she wasn't really engaged, consuming truma, which is a penalty of a non-kaihanis, consuming truma. So, and that is what he was telling to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri. He says, I hear that you're allowing an arusa to eat truma, but there's a rabbinic concern that I'm not allowing an arusa to eat truma because of simfain. Which again, the term simfain is translated as anything that voids or nullifies something. Whereas we find that terminology regarding a shaver, regarding a document of receipt, which is the thing that voids the document because it shows that it was already paid up. So here also, when we call it simfain, it's something that would void and nullify the kedushin, or regarding the acquisition of a slave, they're all called the same terminology of simfain. So that was Ben Bagbag's complaint to Rabbi Nusayr, is, of course I agree with you, biblical law, but rabbinically there's a concern of simfain where it's going to turn out retroactively she was never engaged and she was prohibitorily consuming all this truma all this time. And that is what Shalachli, that's what Rabbi Nusayr responded back, and he says, and what, you don't say this? You don't hold that a Narusa Bas Yisrael could consume Truma? But I had assumed that I have this assumption that you're proficient in all the areas of the secrets of the Torah. And Lidrash B'Kavochemi Yatu Yedeh, something as mainstream, as fundamental as a Kavochemi, you don't know how to interpret? But and again, here the conversation is different than the previous one because it's regarding the rabbinic law that they're discussing, even regarding the concept of simfain, which is the rabbinic concern, which is that we'll see in the Kavol Chaimer that there is no such concern. And that's what Rabbi ben Maaseri is responding, where he says, if regarding a non-Jewish maidservant, where by having bia with her will not have her eat truma, yet kaspa machalasa bitruma, yet just acquiring her with money would already allow her to eat truma v'loy cheshin and lisimfain. And we're not concerned that maybe the master is going to find some type of flaw in his maidservant, which would then make it problematic that the shivcha was consuming truma all this time because she wasn't kinyan kaspa. And we're not concerned for that. Once he acquires her with money, she could already start eating truma. So it says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri, zu shebiyasa machalasa bitruma. So regarding a woman, a wife, where the act of bia, where again, and that's what Ravine is disproving the raya, we're talking about that bia only creates kedushin. But what is he bringing the Kavol Chaimer for? Because the halacha is, when a man gets married, when he actually does nisuin to a woman, everybody agrees that there's no more concern about simfain. Because a person, in the metaphorical sense, would not drink from a cup until he checks it first. So if he's consummating the relationship, he's making sure that there's no blemishes that she has. So he if he does see it and he still goes ahead with the consummation of the relationship, it's obviously he's agreeable to it. Now the same thing, as the Rishonim explained, applies to bia. When you have an act of cohabitation, then you're totally seeing whatever blemishes there might be, and you're okay with that, and you're agreeable to that, even if bia only creates a kedushin. And that's the point where how Ravine is translating the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri's concept right now. So regarding the woman, where the act of bia has her eat truma, so ain't a din shekaspa machalasa b'truma. So isn't it a kavol chaimer that when he acquires her with money, would have her eat truma v'lo nechesh la simfain, and we shouldn't be concerned for simfain, because if we find by shivcha kananis where bia does not have her eat truma, yet money has her eat truma, and how does money have her eat truma? Obviously, because we're not concerned that he might find some flaw in her. So the woman where bia does have her eat truma, for sure, Kesef should have her eat truma, and that we shouldn't be concerned for him finding some type of flaw in her, which is called the simfain. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, responsible. What can I do? Shari amr chacham. But the sages said, Arusa bas Yisrael, a girl that's engaged, that her father's not a kain, although she's engaged to a kain, ein achelz b'truma, she does not eat from truma. As we continue on top of Yeralf Menalf, why? Until she enters into chuppah mishum de ula, because of the halacha of ula, which we said, because then the brothers might come to drink during the time that they're engaged when the chazan gives her some of this truma type of produce. Now, shortly, the Gemara is going to ask, according to Ravina's interpretation, that again, everybody agrees biblically that an arusa bas Yisrael could eat truma. It's only rabbinically that she can't. So what exactly is their machlekes? What's this whole correspondence that they had where ultimately, according to both interpretations, rabbinically she cannot eat truma and biblically she could eat truma? It's just that they give different reasonings. Ben Bagbag was sending him regarding the concern about simfain, that she shouldn't be able to eat now during the engagement period because they weren't intimate yet, and he might end up finding something flaw with her which would make it retroactive if she wasn't engaged. That's the reason rabbinically he gives, which, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri disagrees with that, But he has a different rabbinic reason why she doesn't eat, which is because of the reason of Ula. So what's the reason? What's the difference? What's the whole halachic discussion? If anyway, rabbinically, according to both of them, she can't eat truma. But that was the responsum that they had. And again, therefore, there's no proof that B is creating the suin. It was only Arison, but it was being used in the proof of repeating Masera to say Kavochayim that we wouldn't be concerned for Simfin from the Shifrei Knanos. Now, Uben Bagbag, but the Gemara says, but why didn't he hold of this Kavochaymer from Shifrei Knanos to a woman getting engaged? Because he holds Simfin Bavadim Lesle. He held that there is no, quote, Simfin by slaves, which would nullify the acquisition. In other words, so therefore there's no Kavochaymer. The whole Kavochaymer of this rabbinic law of Simfin, which Rabbi Yehuda Masei was trying to prove to Ben Bagbag, that there is no concern of when you acquire a woman through money, as you see by Shifrei Knanos, there's no concern, and you allow her to eat truma. So for sure, by a wife, where is even stronger, where Bia acquires her to eat truma, in contrast to Shifrei Knanos. So for sure, Kesef should acquire her like Shifrei Knanos and have her eat truma, and we shouldn't be concerned with Simfin. That's not true, because yes, by Kesef it works by Shifrei Knanos, because there is no Simfin. There is no flaw that you would ultimately find, which would retroactively make that she was never Kenya Kasbay, and thus forbidden to be consuming truma in contrast to a wife, where of course there could be certain flaws regarding a wife which would nullify it retroactively, as the Gemara explains. Because if there are certain glaring revealed blemishes with this maidservant, well then hakachazile. So he already saw that when he bought her and he accepted it and he's okay with that. Hakachazile, he already saw this. And if there's some hidden under her clothing, let's say, type of blemishes, so then my nafka lemine. Then what would it make a difference to him? Lemalacha kabayle. He just needs her to do work. It doesn't bother him. It's not like a wife where they're going to be intimate, there are going to be certain things that are going to come out that he didn't know about, which are going to be obviously part and parcel of the relationship, which could get in the way. They're the simfin. But what are you bringing in proof? Says Ben Bagbag from Avadim, there is no element of simfin over there. Now, nimtzeganav ekiyulistos. Now, if you're going to say there could be certain flaws regarding the slave. How so? Let's say if it turns out that the slave is a thief or a kidnapper, where that should be an element of simfin that you should be concerned for, and still we're not. You see, we give her truma right away, and that says the Gemara, no, higiyoi. That is considered. Even if later he finds out that this slave is a thief, you have acquired it. It's considered your slave because generally you have to assume that a slave is a thief. So again, that's not something that will later be revealed and, it's a retroactively not a kinyan because you should have known that. Now, Mayamid, what are you going to say? That list of mezuyin, that maybe you'll find out that there should be concern. And this is Ben Bagbag saying why there's no concern. Or maybe you would say that there's a concern of simfin, which you're utilizing for your kavochema, that maybe we'll find out that the slave was an armed bandit. But that's something that's not common. So therefore, the person was not okay with that and did not accept that when they purchased a slave. Or maybe you're going to say that this person is deserving of the death penalty by the government and they're looking for that type of slave. And that you would say, maybe that should be considered simfin. And that says, Ben Bagbag, no, hanu kala yeslehu. The word gets out if someone is an armed bandit or someone that's wanted by the government. And therefore, if the word has gotten out, because generally that would be the case by those things, and you still purchased that person as a slave. So again, you knew this and you accepted it, and therefore it says Ben Magbag, there's no kavachim because there's no area of simfin that would apply to a slave in contrast to a wife. So you can't bring a raya. Maybe by Shifrei Knanos this kesef would work, but by a woman, I can tell you that rabbinically, kesef would not work because there is a concern for simfin. And by Shifrei Knanos this money works because there's no concern about simfin. Now, the Gemara concludes, as we mentioned before, that by asking mechti, according to Ravina's interpretation of this brisa, how do you understand their dialogue? Bein Lamar, whether according to Ben Beseiru, who his concern was, according to Ben Bagbag, that his concern was simfine, that's why the Arusa Basi soul should not eat from Truma when she's engaged, or Bein Lamar, or whether according to Rebut Ben Beseiru, who said that when Arusa Basi soul is engaged, she should not eat Truma because of Ula, where he said that because of the brothers and the sisters, they might come to eat her Truma when she's engaged. So loy achla, either way, the arusa cannot eat truma. So my benai, what's the halachic difference? Why is he sending, I hear you say this, and he says, you don't agree to this. What's the difference? They're all saying the same halacha. Biblically, she could eat, but rabbinically, she cannot eat. So I think Gemara says, iki benai, there are halachic differences. First of all, kibul. If let's say he accepted he said that whatever blemishes she has, whatever flaws she has, I'm going to be okay with. He already pre-accepted those blemishes. So there's no concern of sinfin. Regarding Ben Bagbag's concern, she actually would be able to eat truma because there's no sinfin, because whatever flaws he already accepted. But however, Yud Mem Seh would still not allow her to eat truma because there's still the concern of Bar Ula, because she's still living by her father's house and her siblings might eat from her truma. Another difference is Masa. If the father already gave her over to the agents of the husband, who they're taking her back to their master's house, or Vahalach, or if the agents of the father are transporting this girl with the agents of the husband and they're on the journey, on the way, so they would still be concerned about Sinfon, because she never yet met her husband-to-be, so she cannot eat Truma on that journey because he might not want her, and it might be retroactively that she was never engaged to him. But there's no concern about Ula of her giving to drink to her siblings, because her brothers and sisters are not next to her anymore because she's already on the journey. So therefore, regarding actually Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh would allow her to eat Truma, but Ben Bagbag would not allow her to eat Truma. So according to Ravina's interpretation, again, there's no Raya that Bia would make Nisuin. Could be Bia only makes Arisin. And again, because their discussion was not regarding biblical law, everyone agrees, Arusa Bas Yisrael could eat Truma, she's considered Kinyan Kasboy. It was regarding rabbinic law that their discussion was about. And Yehuda ben Maaseh was using Bia as a way of showing just that there's greater acquisition skills for a wife than there is by Shifcha Kenanis. And if by Shifcha Kenanis there's no rabbinic concern about Simfain, so for sure there's no concern about Simfain by the Arusa. But again, Bia is only making Arisin. And that's what they dispute regarding Ben Bagbag and Yehuda ben Maaseh. Which rabbinic concern is it that doesn't allow the Arusa Bas Yisrael to eat, where Ben Bagbag was concerned with Simfain, and Yehuda ben Maaseh said from Kal Vachomer there is no concern about Simfain. But Yehuda ben Maaseh was concerned for the halacha of Ula, where she might come to feed her siblings, and that's what the Gemara concluded, because there are differences regarding the cases of Kibul, Masar, Vahalach.